the Ag Information Network. I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. China's apple production is down sharply this season, but U.S. apple exporters won't likely fill the gap. Unseasonably cold spring weather caused a 25% drop in China's apple production, its lowest level in almost a decade. According to thepacker.com, China's imports will grow 12,000 metric tons to 75,000, with shipments from New Zealand and the EU offsetting reduced U.S. imports. The U.S. is facing a 1% drop in apple production this year, as well as a 50% retaliatory tariff in China. While China is a relatively small market for U.S. pork, exports are surging in 2019. U.S. Meat Export Federation's Joel Haggard says through April, U.S. pork shipments to Taiwan are up 80% from last year, while value increased 55% to $19.3 million. Haggard says Taiwan is also a tremendous destination for U.S. beef, with exports nearly 60,000 metric tons in 2018, topping the $500 million mark for the first time, more than double than just 5 years ago. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue acknowledges American farmers are casualties of President Trump's trade war with China. As reported in Agriculture.com, Perdue told CNN, "I think they are one of the casualties with trade disruption, yes." He added he does not expect a trade deal to be reached when Trump meets with Chinese President Xi Jinping this month at the G20 summit in Japan, but hopes one can be struck by the end of the year. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.